Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. This is our little Christmas present hour for all of you. And I know a lot of you will remember during this season, as we all do, Christmases long past, and remembering back what this country was like and what the Christmas season was like. It's tough to feel Christmas spirit anymore. Oh, it's out there, but not like it used to be. It was an extraordinary time. And during those years, we had some extraordinary musicians. And I do like to play from time to time some of the beautiful music from that time, because you won't hear it anymore unless you hear it here. And so what I'm going to do this hour is play some contemporary music from the 50s and very early 60s. And then we'll play some Christmas music toward the end of the hour with Mario Lanza. And I think you'll enjoy all of this. It's always fun for me to share, and that's really what Christmas is supposed to be, sharing. And so we're going to share with you some of the music I happen to like, and I hope you'll all just sit back, and if you're alone or perhaps have the ability to just quiet everything down and listen, I think you'll find this to be a lot of fun. First up, Johnny Mathis. This is 1956, and it's as fresh and current and beautiful to most people today as it was when Johnny sang it. So here we go with Chances Are, Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your
just perfect. When you hear something that can't be done any better, you kind of just stand back, I do, in awe of it. That's 1956, Johnny Mathis. Now we're going to play another one from the same year, and what a string of early, magnificent music he had. This one is something you'll figure out the title immediately, and I think you'll find this one to be a lot of fun as well. Here we go.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare.
And there were a lot of really great songs during the 1950s that just don't get played anymore, and it's kind of fun to be able to do this because it is going all around the world, and there are people living in 150 different countries listening, and it'll be in the archives, of course, as well. All right, here's another one coming up. This is also 1955. It was actually in the Billboard Top 100 for 30 weeks, something like that. This is a different kind of song, but still the message is the same. It's beautiful music and done perfectly. Couldn't be done any better. So here we go, and I think many of you will recognize this one right away.
Only you
magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make all this change in me.
That debate about does the culture manifest the arts and the music and the painting and the entertainment, or is it the other way around? It's an interesting thing to consider. Next song is another one by the Platters. It came out virtually at the same time, and you think, those of you who weren't alive in the 50s, what was it like then? Well, this was a reflection of how people were and the kind of things that they held in high regard, the values. And yes, they sound a little simplistic according to today's music, but they're timeless. And here's another one from the Platters that was a giant international number one hit.
I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Too real is this feeling of make-believe. I'm the great pretender, just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Okay, the Platters. Now, we're going to do something a little unusual next. They had two giant hits, the first two I just played, course, Johnny Mathis, his two were number one as well. This was the third big Platters hit in 1956. It's called You've Got That Magic Touch. Now, I want you to listen to this, and what I'm going to do after this is play the same song in a live radio version. It's very interesting. And just to give you an idea of how people reacted to groups that were really special back then. So here is, it's called You've Got That Magic Touch, and it was their third big hit. Now listen carefully. This is, you probably have never heard this, but it's a good one.
You've got the magic touch.
Ooh.
It makes me glow so much.
Ooh.
It casts a spell.
Ooh.
It rings a bell. The magic touch.
Ooh.
Oh, when I feel your charm,
ooh,
it's like a alarm.
You
make me thrill so much.
You've
got the magic touch.
Magic touch.
The magic touch.
Do, 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 do.
I'm sure all of you know Dick Clark. Well, Dick Clark had the first Dick Clark was a man named Alan Freed. And then they became contemporaries. But Alan Freed was first, and he had a national radio show. And Alan was the first real big promoter of what they call rock and roll. And he had a program with the Platters that I've got a recording of here. And I'm going to play the same song you just heard, but I want you to listen to the audience. And Tony Williams, the great tenor with the Platters, responded to the audience, and when he says, "and I go reeling," he gave it a real extra push at the top, and you'll get a kick out of this. These young people then just had a special affinity for this kind of music. Here we go. This is Alan Freed, 1956.
And now, it's hard to say know what to say in introducing our next act, because this is undoubtedly the top-notch rock and roll vocal group in America. The top-notch vocal group in any field of music, with three tremendous number one record hits in a row, and now on their way to the top with their fourth consecutive smash. Here are the Fabulous Platters and the Magic Touch.
It rings a bell.
magic touch.
All right, here he goes. Well, I think you get the idea. When they went to Poland, by the way, they went all around the world touring, South America, Europe. In Poland, they said that they were called out to sing one of their songs 6 times. The audience would not stop. Now, the Poles didn't speak English for the most part. So you get an idea of the universality of really great music. And they went to the Soviet Union and had much the same response. So talk about an ambassador. The platters were as good as it gets, especially in those days. Now here's another one by the platters that is used. It was used then as the last dance at the high school dance, the sock hop, whatever. You got a close dance and you got to hold the young lady. And the young lady got to hold their man. And this one is a song that actually is now 100 years old, or very close to it. And it was brought back again in 1956, 57 by the Platters. And this was one of Jim Marr's favorites. So this is for you, Jimmy.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. To mine, do not while our hearts are aglow. Oh, tell me the words that I'm longing to know. the same. For as long as we live, that you'll always be there. At the end of my prayer.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if our young people today could sit back and listen to things that are of that quality, calmness, beauty? It's sad to see them exposed to what they are listening to all the time. And it's, I don't know how it can be good for you, but it's what they do. Not knocking everybody, but there's such good things out there to listen to. Here's another one the Platters did, which I'm sure a lot of you will remember very, very well. It's another beauty that was brought back by them and made another number one hit.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight light. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue air. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. That fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath. In the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you together. At last, at twilight time, together, at last, at twilight time.
I'm sure a lot of you remember that. There was another one that they did, which is one of the timeless songs that was covered by most all great artists from the 30s forward, and this one went right to the top again. Another very special reading by Tony Williams.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Inside cannot be denied. said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when your heart's on fire, you must be alive. Smoke gets in your eyes. I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away.
Okay, fun stuff. But it is Christmas, and we're going to play some Christmas music now, as I promised. Let me get this set, and we'll do a little of that. Christmas on a Monday seems unusual, but that's when it is. Okay, all right. Here is our first Christmas song.
Venite in Bethlehem.
Okay, now another traditional Christmas song that really has, I guess, earned the title of timeless, if any of them do. Here we go. Recorded in 1951, and a big hit all across the country in the Christmas season. Mario Lanza, here is another one that needs absolutely no introduction. It is universally known, and it is one of those songs that truly is, I guess, unforgettable. You just hear it once, and you never forget it. It almost transcends the spoken word. In fact, a lot of people feel that way about this particular version.
forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For
it doesn't matter what Western religion you happen to be affiliated with, you know that one. Okay, now, that brings us to what many consider to be, and this has always been my favorite Christmas carol, or Christmas song, however you will. It's sort of the ultimate. The melody is timeless, and most everyone has sung it, and I think you'll recognize it immediately.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and sorrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoiced, says, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. All on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, for night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
There you go. A little musical Christmas present for all of you. And we'll be right back with more.